I'm Tom Evans, author of This We Know, and I'm absolutely delighted to be chatting to another reader. Hi, Francesca, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
So you got a copy of This We Know a week or so ago, and thanks again for that lovely review. And your specialisation is about communication, specifically how we use our voice to communicate. And obviously when we're a writer, right, then you're not hearing my voice like you're hearing my voice now, you're hearing my words. So I'd love to ask you, I've got three questions about the book, all right, but I'll ask a little extra question, if you don't mind, about what, because this is the first time we've met and we've seen each other, isn't it? We only spoken about 5 minutes ago. What, yes, when you read the words, did you pick up about my voice?
It's really interesting because I heard your voice before I read the book.
Oh, did you?
So it's quite difficult for me to answer that because I think I had your voice in my head because I listened to some of your reviews. So I've ruined your question.
You haven't ruined the question. So when you read the words, what did you pick up from the words, having heard my voice before, about where the words were coming from?
I'm a little confused. I'm not quite sure what I can say to that. I can tell you the emotions I felt as I read the book.
Lovely.
And so I felt very much in rapport with you because I feel like we're very much on the same page. So I felt very emotionally connected, especially towards the end of the book when you talked about the future, because that for me is a really beautiful, quite idealistic, but perhaps realistic view of the future. And for me, I'd love to think that it will be like that. And so I connected very emotionally with that part of the book. But at the same time, the beginning and the middle were very grounded. And so I felt that you came from a position of knowledge and from a position of being very realistic as well. So it was a grounded perspective.
Well, thank you for that. So that wasn't, you didn't ruin the question at all. That was a lovely answer. Thanks for sharing that. And one of the problems that we have as writers, and I'm being very self-indulgent with this call, hope you don't mind, is that, you know, we get these lovely reviews on Amazon, but it's rare that we get a chance to speak to our readers in such a frank way. And I think all artists, we need this feedback, not so we can big ourselves up, but just to give us feedback that we're doing the right thing. And so all those things you picked up, all those qualities, groundedness, practicalness, knowledge, these are all the things I specialise in and I pride myself on. So I'm thrilled that that came across. Thank you for sharing that. But let me ask you, the other reason I wanted to get you, speak to you today, is I want to ask you three questions. And the first of these questions is, what do you know?
So what do I know? Mm-hmm. So this is a really interesting question and one which I anticipated you asking me. So I've been thinking about it for the last 2 weeks and I've been going around in circles. And my answer to that would be that actually, if I were to admit really honestly, there's not that much that I 100% know, because I think that life is quite a mystery to most of us still. And what I've developed over the years is a really deep respect for all that I don't understand. And there are things that I see around me and I think in this physical world, through my perception, I can see that this is perhaps the right way to communicate. For instance, I know that if you say negative things to people often enough, they become more negative. And if you say lots of positive things, say to a child, you keep giving them encouragement and saying lots of positive words about them, they will grow up more positive and stronger. So these are things I know. But there are a lot of things that we assume about the world and that is widely assumed all around us that I'm not so sure about. Because especially if we think about your book and all the facts that you laid out at the beginning, a lot of these things are things that we didn't know 100 years ago. So there is so much more for us to learn, isn't there?
Indeed. Well, let me ask you the next question then, which is, what don't you know?
Well, I don't think I know what I don't know, do I? Because if I knew, then I might know it. if that makes sense.
It doesn't. No, that is a trick question. So, and you answered it absolutely perfectly, which is what I'd expect from an expert in communication. So well done. So let me ask you, though, that my favourite question, though, is what world would you like to know?
So the world that I would like to know is one where people do things for the greater good of everyone. For instance, if you look around the world, there are so many people that are living in poverty and don't have enough to eat, yet we in the Western world have so much, and this just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem evolved at all. And we look at the world and we see that there are very separate, defined governments in each country. And actually, we're one world. So I think the most amazing thing would be if we as a world could collaborate to move things forwards. I really love the idea of exchange. And I wonder whether in a few hundred years we'll be evolved enough to do things not because we want the reward of money, but because it's the right thing to do. So that's a world that I would love to live in.
Well, listen, it's you and me both. I'm so glad that we're sharing this journey on Spaceship Earth right now. Thrilled that I'm sharing it with you, and that kind of world is exactly the one I would like to see too. So, and I'm sure we're not alone. So thank you for that. Thank you for sharing your thoughts today and being honest, and for the feedback, because that means a lot to me. And I hope this isn't the first time that we'll chat, and it will be the first of many conversations. So thank you, Francesca.
Thank you.
Thank you.